Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. It's a very famous verse in our circles. Most churches don't even know what this verse is. They don't follow it. You know why they don't preach it? You know why I never hardly heard this verse preached when I was in any other church? Because they don't follow it. That's why. Because they don't want to have egg on their face after they read it because they know they're not doing it. Proverbs 11:30 says, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." So look, if you want to be wise, what are you going to do? You're going to win souls. And I know one thing, that the people in this church that go soul winning are wise. How do I know the people in this church are wise? Because they go soul winning. He that winneth souls is wise. You want to be wise? Go win souls. You're like, well, that's all that's going to make me wise? Well, reading the Bible, obviously, is going to make you wise. But ultimately, what did Jesus say? He that heareth the word and understandeth it, what does he understand? That he's going to have to go forth and bear much fruit. He's going to have to go forth and go soul winning. And the ultimate goal for us is to get people saved.
Yeah.
Is that the only thing? Well, that's not the only thing, but it is the main thing.
Yep.
And it is the most important thing.
Yeah.
We can't win souls in the millennium like we do now. We can't win souls in eternity. Our time is now. This is the time to be in the battle. This is the time to go out soul winning. This is the time to win souls. If you want to win souls, you're going to be wise. The Bible says you're wise. Jesus said it in this verse right here.